السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى He sent each and every one of us into the dunya with a clean slate, clean, pure heart, pure mind, our book of deeds clean, no blemish, no guna, nothing. And Allah Ta'ala created us such that naturally, if we were just left, we will incline towards the truth. But it is influences around us. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has created each person on the natural way. Natural way means the person will incline towards Haqq, incline towards one Allah, incline towards everything that is true. But then his parents either make him a Yahud or they make him a Nasara. In other words, the influences that then overcome the person, deviate the person. Person gets deviated. So even those of us born into Muslim homes, from the beginning we are Muslim. But we too, we are not leading an Islamic life. So then we get different influences. The child is born into a home, there is a television there, is looking at so many negative things, so many haram things, things that are influencing his mind. He grows up a little bit more, now he got one tablet in his hand, one iPad in his hand, one phone in his hand. So many influences are coming. So now the person starts leaning towards that which is guna, that which is sinful, that which is of a prohibited nature. And we know, each one of us, how we have deviated. Each person, we know in our heart, right, we can fool the people, we can put on an act in front of the people, but we know, each and every one of us, that in our heart, how I have deviated. What are the wrongs in me? What are the things that I am perpetrating which will attract the anger of Allah Ta'ala? So I am supposed to be coming closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat, but I am drifting further away. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we're drifting with the current of the ocean, we're drifting further away, and then we drift so much that after that we can't even see the shore anymore. Can't even see the shore, you can't see land anymore. We've drifted so much that now we consider that to be normal. Where we're supposed to be, we've drifted so far away from there that the life we're leading, we consider that life to be normal. We even forget where we're coming from. We forget where we're supposed to be. We forgot our destination. We forgot our mission. We got caught up with so many other things along the way. From the time the child is growing up, small child, what you going to become when you big? How you going to work? How you going to earn? How you going to make money? So those are the things that are impressed on the child's mind. So as the child grows up, that's the only thing in his head now. That I need to work, I need to make it big, I must make money, I need to be... He regards that as successful. That's American dream. That was the American dream. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every step of the way, he turned the attention away. When the Muslims were suffering hardship in Makkah Mukarramah, they were enduring hardship. They came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, are you not going to make dua now? In other words, like the zulam has come so much, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You're being hasty. You're being hasty." When they came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that, "Ya, this Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a condition that his heart cried. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lying down on the floor. He only got a straw mat under him, hardly any possessions in this room." So he said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the emperor of Rome, Persia, they are disbelievers. They got so many things. Why don't you make dua to Allah Ta'ala?" You know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat up. He said, "Oh Umar, you also in that chakkar. You also in that frame of thought. So are you not satisfied that the world is for them? Akhirat is for us. Hereafter is for us." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in other ahadith he mentioned, "Mali walid dunya." So what job do I have with this world? My example is just like a traveler stuck under one tree to take some shade and continue with my journey. So we, our mindset, our frame of thought has changed. From small we've been drummed with this thing, right? What you're going to become, what you're going to earn. How, if a person is not doing well in school, so how are you going to eat? How are you going to get married? How are you going to have a motor car? How are you going to have a house? So the person's thinking goes in that direction. So with the result, we become more dunyadar than deendar. More our fikr is more about this worldly life. Very little fikr about deen. More fikr about this worldly life. And then unfortunately sometime we go through so much of guna also. Different types of gunas, different type of sins we indulge in, and we drift away from Allah Ta'ala. So this mawqa of Hajj comes, and then you get people from around the globe all proceeding to Haramain Sharifain. With just one objective, that I need to go and get connected with Allah Ta'ala again. I need to get my gunas forgiven. So we may not be there, or not may not be, we are not there. But Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. Allah Ta'ala is not only on the plains of Arafat. Allah Ta'ala doesn't only listen to the du'as of those on Arafat. Allah Pak listens to everyone, everybody's cry, everybody's plea, everybody's heartfelt desire. Allah Ta'ala is listening to it. So we must reflect that now, Ya Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what a qurbani, how much love he had for you, how loyal he was. He was prepared to slaughter his own son. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he sacrificed, what he went through. Today, what is our fikr, what is our worry? And what was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's situation? No food in the house, hardly any clothing, hardly any furniture, nothing. But that didn't cause him distress. Deen caused him distress. When he saw some kamzori in the deen of the ummah, that caused him distress. So this thinking of ours, this mindset of ours, this is the thing that we need to work on. And then we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when we turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak becomes so pleased. Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy when we turn to Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that Allah Ta'ala becomes so pleased, more pleased than a person who has lost his conveyance. That conveyance has got all his provisions on it. Now he's in the desert and that animal is gone. So now he thinks to himself that I'm finished now. There's only destruction left for me. How can I survive this now? And then he stops to in the shade of some tree or something, and next thing his animal comes back to him. The animal comes back to him. Now how happy this person will be. And he's got a new lease on life, he's got a new chance. He's so happy that this animal came back to him. You know, we must think sometime, we have a child, sometime you've got a grandchild. They don't belong to us. They belong to Allah Ta'ala. Right? But just let somebody ask the child, who you like more, your mummy or your daddy? And if the child say daddy, oh, what happiness comes in the heart. If the grandchild is there and the grandchild runs to you, how happy you'll get. Forget children and grandchildren. Person got a pet. He got a pet. And the pet responds to him. The pet don't want to go by anybody else. The pet only want to come by him. Now how happy he gets. Hey, pet is acknowledging me. Like, you know, pet wants to come by me. Yet we didn't create those things. They don't belong to us. But we get so happy when they just show a little bit of acknowledgement. That is, if the child, that's my father, or that's my grandfather, the pet, no, this is my owner, this is the one who's feeding me. And we feel so happy. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Khaliq. He is our creator. Allah ta'ala knows us before we know ourselves. Our parents will say that they know us. Before they know things about us that we don't know, right? Before we could start registering, they know so many things about us. Allah Ta'ala knows us before our parents even came to know us. Allah knows us. And Allah knows us so well that today people are so worried about the intelligence of the Yahud. Oh, they got the whole things checked, and they got your phone checked, and they got that thing tapped, and they know what's happening in the world. They're so worried about this Yahudi intelligence, right? But even the Yahud, they don't know how many strands of hair you got on your head. That Allah Pak knows. How many eyelashes you got, how many eyebrows you got, Allah Pak knows. Each and every detail, because you are so important to Him. This is my creation. It's my creation. Now, when that creation of Allah Ta'ala shows his loyalty to Allah Ta'ala, now how happy Allah Pak becomes. That this banda of mine is acknowledging me. This banda of mine knows who his Khaliq is. He knows who his Razzaq is. He knows who his Rabb is. And now if that banda goes astray, gets caught up, different things, whatever, he goes astray. Now how displeasing this is to Allah Ta'ala. But now when this banda turns back, he makes tawbah. This is the tawbah. You're making rujoo in Allah. He's turning back to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak says that I get more happy than that person who lost his animal in the desert with all its saman, everything on it. Now that animal comes back to him. Now in his happiness, instead of saying that you are my Allah and I am your banda, he's so happy at that moment, his words get mixed up in his happiness. He says that you are my banda, I am your... He puts it the other way. Instead of saying that you are my Allah and I am your banda, he says that you are my banda. He's addressing Allah Ta'ala. But he doesn't want to say that. Just in his happiness he gets confused. So happy he is. Allah Pak says, I get more happier than him. More happier than him when my banda comes back to me. My banda comes back to me. He strayed. He went off the path. Did wrong things, whatever. But now my banda is is coming back to me. So this time is for us to make tawbah. For us to make tawbah, these days of Zulhijjah Allah Pak gave us. One is the millions that are standing, 1.5 million, 2 million, or how many people, 2 points or whatever the amount is, who have stood now on the plains of Arafat. Now they will go to Muzdalifah, then they'll go back to Mina. Only one objective, Allah. That's all. No other objective. So one is them. And then what about us? We too have to turn to Allah Ta'ala to make ruju in Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So we will read this munajat of Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayh. And this munajat also, the whole subject matter here is turning to Allah Ta'ala, going back to Allah, acknowledging our gunas, acknowledging our weakness, turning to Allah Ta'ala.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے
So Allah, for too many days I have remained useless. Nikamma, remain a useless person. Bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Where I was thinking I'm working. I'm so busy, morning till evening, I'm running, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Now I have realized that is nikamma. Now make me a person of work. That I am serving your deen, I am doing things for your deen. That is work. When Jamaat came, you know, it was a student Jamaat some years ago in Taqwa. So they were youngsters all just qualified from university and whatever, and they Tashkil was made, so they went out in Jamaat. I can't remember, it was 40 days, 4 months Jamaat. I think it was a 4 months Jamaat. So then they were on their last couple of days going back home now. So they stopped there in the masjid. So I asked them, I said, now, so what you going to do now? I started from one side. You know? So one person said, no more, I'm going to start work now. Finish studying now, I'm start work. Other one said, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So most of them now they're going to go work. They either got a job or they're looking for a job or they're going to do work. So I told them, I said, no, you're mixing the thing up here. I said, while you were in Jamaat, you were doing work. That was work. Now what you're going to do is, you're going to earn your rozi. That's not work. You're just earning your rozi. You're not working. Working is that. What you are doing now, this 4 months, that you are doing work. Now you're just going to earn your rozi. To earn your rozi also is important. It's also a farz. But mustn't become an obsession. Mustn't become an obsession with us. That morning to night, the only fikr, only worry in our head is kamana. No. Fikr must be waha jana hai. One day I have to face Allah Ta'ala. One day I'm going to have to give an account of my deeds. How am I going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala? That must be my main fikr.
So bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں.
اللہ حضرت رحمت اللہ نے used to say that everybody has taken off, O Allah, in your love, flying high in your love. They have taken off, they are soaring high in your love. And I am like a dry leaf on the ground. Little bit of breeze come, I flutter a little bit, and then I fall down again. I got no strength of my own to take off in your love. So, rahe talab mein, sawar sab hai. I'm still waiting, when my turn is going to come. Sawar sab hai, everybody has taken off. Payad misle ghubar mein ho. And I am still dust on the ground waiting. Haven't taken off in your love.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar ho to khar mein ho.
Wallah, everybody is a rose in your garden. This is another attitude problem we have. I am very good. Everybody else is bad. That one got a problem, this one got a problem, that one got a problem. No. Problem here. The problem is me. Everybody else is fine. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Ya Allah, everybody is a rose in your garden. Bas ek agar hu to khar mein hu. If I'm even in that garden, then I'm a thorn. One is I don't even know if I'm even in that garden. If I'm there, then definitely I'm the thorn. I'm the one giving taklif. I'm the one causing problem. I'm the only one that's not emitting a fragrance. Everybody else is a rose. But then I can't become despondent.
Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں.
So, Allah, I too need some fikr for the hereafter. My situation is such that I'm heedless. Ghaflat, totally negligent. But I too need some fikr for the hereafter, where I'm going.
رہا میں بیکار زندگی بر رہا میں بیکار زندگی بر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں.
So, Allah, whole life I remain بیکار. Wasted my time. Useless. Just let the years go by. I missed out on so many things. I could have become studied the deen of Allah, but I wasted the opportunity. Then came the time when I could have spent my youth in your ibadat, and I could have earned a place under your arsh on the day of Qiyamah, but I spoilt my youth. All gunas, different sins I got involved in. Then I got married, I corrupted my wife also. Children came into my home, I corrupted them also. So many years I spent, all bekar. Bro Allah, ab to mashghool e kar mein ho. Now get me engrossed, in your deen. Make me one who will now be useful. Now I'll get become connected with you and connect others with you also.
Hardam karume ei mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans rooh mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, rua rua baal baal mera.
So my Allah, you know full well, my condition is very, very filthy, O Allah. My heart is filthy, deeds are filthy, mind is filthy, made my book of deeds filthy. I'm drowning in sins, O Allah. Gunah mein aluda ho raha hai. Ruah, ruah, baal, baal. Like how you say, head to toe. Head to toe, I'm full of gunas, only sins.
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
So Allah, this is the last day of my life. You put my matter right. Every day is possible that it is the last day of our life. I think it is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, one of the Sahaba nonu. He said, in the morning, I don't have any confidence of reaching the evening. In the evening, I have no confidence of reaching the morning. That's how I live my life. So every day is the last day of our life. We don't know when Allah Ta'ala's call is going to come.
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
So how is this condition of mine going to become correct now?
Teri mahabbat mein ab jiyo mein, teri mahabbat mein ab jiyo mein, usi mein ho intiqal mera.
O Allah, now I must live in your love, O Allah. That is the only life that's worth being called a life. The life that is lived in the love of Allah. So Allah, now let me live in your love. And I must live in your love with istiqamat. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. I must live in your love with muhabbat until my mouth comes. Intiqal must come away like this now. I must pass away in this condition. It mustn't be a soda water josh thing. I just get a little bit josh and decide, now let me go for this program, let me do this, do that. After 1 week, 2 weeks again, flat battery. No, it mustn't be like that. This must be now with istiqamat. Till maut, till death.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, rua rua baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. तेरी महाब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, तेरी महाब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। रहूं मैं मशहूल जिक्र ताअत, रहूं मैं मशहूल जिक्र ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह।
वी आर टेकिंग अल्लाह ताला'स नेम, दिस इज कॉल्ड इस्मे ज़ात। अल्लाह ताला'स नेम, वी मस्ट पिक्चर अल्लाह ताला'स नेम एनग्रेव्ड ऑन आवर हार्ट्स। बिकॉज ऑफ आवर गुनाहस, ब्लैक डॉट्स हैव कम अवे ऑनटू आवर हार्ट्स, आवर हार्ट्स हैव बिकम ब्लैक। But now when we are taking Allah Ta'ala's name, then those black dots are going away. Allah Ta'ala is cleansing our heart. Allah Ta'ala is removing all the black dots. And now Allah Ta'ala's name is shining in our heart. The nur of Allah Ta'ala is coming into that heart. Just like how when we breathe, then oxygen gets distributed in the body. Through the blood cells, the blood coming to the heart, and oxygen gets distributed in the body. Like that, when we are taking Allah Ta'ala's name, then Noor is coming into that heart. And Noor is getting distributed in the whole body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, every limb, say, Ya Allah, put Noor in my eyes, put Noor in my hearing, put Noor in my heart, put Noor in my legs, everywhere put Noor, O Allah, your Noor. Allahumma aatini Noora, Allahumma zidni Noora, Allahumma aatini Noora. Allah Pak Noor must come. When Allah's Noor would come, then we'll be able to see Haq from Batil, we'll be able to see Halal from Haram, Jais from Najais. So Allah Ta'ala's Noor must come into us.
हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह।
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وقتها. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. والله هو موز بدبن الله kind Allah, loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh, our Allah who loves to forgive. Oh, our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. Forgive our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost sight of your greatness. Ya Allah, we have lost sight of your greatness, O Allah. We haven't made qadr of the iman that you have blessed us with. We haven't made qadr of this wonderful ni'mat of being the ummati of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have lost sight of your beauty, your love. With the result, we are looking at the beauty of the dunya. We are falling in love with things of the world, different attractions, different distractions. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you forgive us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you put us into the dunya to worship you. Ya Allah, we forgot about that. Ya Allah, even our ibadat has become like rituals, oh Allah. Ya Allah, our qurbani also, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, our focus has become everything else besides our taqwa, oh Allah. The taqwa is what you are going to accept. Our focus has become everything else besides the taqwa, oh Allah. Ya Allah, every department of our lives is gone upside down. Everywhere there is crookedness, oh Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe we are drowning in gunas. Yes, drowning in deficiencies, in shortcomings. But oh Allah, in the end we are your bandas, oh Allah. We are the ummatis of your beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are your makhluk, oh Allah. You are our khaliq, oh Allah. You are our malik. You are our razaq.
You are our Rabb. Ya Allah, we got nowhere else to go. We can go nowhere else and we don't want to go also anywhere else. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door of maghfirat. You open your door for us. Ya Allah, so many of your chosen bandas, they cried to you today. On the plains of Arafat, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we were not on the plains of Arafat. We beg you to accept all their duas, oh Allah. Accept their manasik, accept their hajj, oh Allah. But we weak ones, we are sitting here, oh Allah. Accept us also, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our gunas, oh Allah. Remove every black dot from our hearts, oh Allah. Remove every sin from our name, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah, we break our tawbah, oh Allah. We are weak, oh Allah. We keep falling, we keep stumbling, oh Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you. Ya Allah, we are raising these begging bowls before you. We are knocking at your door, oh Allah. You forgive us. You take a decision for our hidayat, oh Allah. Ya Allah, when you give hidayat, then nobody can lead us astray. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, there is nobody to question your authority. We begging of you, oh Allah. For you it is just kun for yakun, oh Allah. Take a decision for our hidayat. Take a decision for our maghfirat. Ya Allah, with your power of jazm, you pull us to you, oh Allah. Pull us to you with your power of jazm. Make us yours and you become ours, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, oh Allah, with the sweetness of iman, oh Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your nur, oh Allah. Bless us with your marifat, oh Allah. Bless us with your qurb, oh Allah. Hey Allah, hum kab tak munafikon ki tarah ghumte rahenge, Mola? Wow, hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے Ya Allah, give us such a heart that gets its enjoyment with your name. But Allah, Allah, Allah will be in that heart. Remove all other enjoyments from that heart, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove the enjoyment of sin. Remove the enjoyment from the makruhat. Remove all those enjoyments from our heart, O Allah. Let us just immerse ourselves in your love. In your obedience, in the obedience of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, what life is gone, we already wasted it, O Allah. We cannot bring back a single moment, O Allah. But from this moment onwards, let us live in your obedience, O Allah. Let us live in your obedience. Ya Allah, choose us for the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas, with sharf qubooliyat. Ya Allah, hum jante hai ki hum na qabile qubool hai, na mustahik hai. Tab bhi qubool farma mola. Tu to rahim wala zaat hai, kareem wala zaat hai. Ya Allah, through your shan of kareemi, you choose us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how filthy we are, oh Allah, how sinful we are. Ya Allah, you gave insan, Ya Allah, the knowledge of alchemy. They changed sand into gold, oh Allah. What is it difficult for you to take useless ones like us and make us useful, oh Allah? Simple ones like us and make us, Ya Allah, obedient bandas, oh Allah.
Gunehkar bandas like us, you can make us pious, Subhullah. Ya Allah, dirty ones like us, you can make us mujalla, musaffa, musakka. Hey Allah, there is no kami in your kudrat, O Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us, purify us, let this be the turning point in our lives, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, O Allah. Don't let us give any taklif to our parents, O Allah. Let our parents be pleased with us, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents that have passed away, make their maghfirat, O Allah. Make their maghfirat, O Allah. Fill their kubur with noor, O Allah. Let their kubur be, ya Allah, wide until where their eyes can see. Let the breeze of Jannah come into their kubur, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard them from any type of azab in the qabr, any type of azab on the day of Hashr, any type of azab in Jahannam. Whatever broken amal we make, let it be a means of isale sawab for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our asatiza ikiram. Anyone who taught us your deen, ya Allah, you make them maghfirat, you reward them, you raise their darajat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh, keep the saya of our mashayikh above our heads, O Allah. Let us benefit from their furus, their ta'limat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Keep us in muhabbat with our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to fulfill their hukuk, to show them good akhlaq, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our shortcomings, O Allah. Forgive our weaknesses in that regard, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep our children on sirat-e-mustaqim. Utilize us, utilize our children, utilize our progeny to come till Qiyamah for your deen, O Allah. Keep our children, O Allah, on sirat-e-mustaqim. Keep them in the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our family members, all our friends. Those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive, Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, around the world there is nobody to put a loving hand on the head of the ummah anymore. The ummah has become yatim. Everywhere fingers are being pointed at the ummah, O Allah. The ummah is being massacred. The ummah is being deceived by their own people. Ya Allah, there are so many traitors amongst the ummah. Ya Allah, all this we know is on account of our gunas, on account of our sins, on account of us turning away from Shariat. On account of us turning away from the system of Khilafat, Ya Allah, abandoning Jihad, Ya Allah, we are paying the price, but O Allah, we are turning to you, we are turning to you, O Allah, you guide us. Ya Allah, we have become so lost that we don't even know which direction to go in, O Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, you protect us, O Allah. Keep us, O Allah, in your divine guidance. Let us be guided by the Quran Sharif, by the Ahadith Mubarakah, by the teachings of our Akabirin, O Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the ability to be able to differentiate between Haqq and Batil. Follow Haqq and abstain from Batil. Ya Allah, create a hatred and a nafrat in our heart for gunas, O Allah. For the systems of the kuffar, O Allah, the fashion of the kuffar, the ways of the kuffar, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us fall in love with the Shariat, with the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to bring all Sunnahs into our lives, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to create a deeni environment in our homes, in our businesses. Let our whole mission of life become to establish your deen, O Allah. In whatever field we may be, O Allah, but let us establish your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from greed. Ya Allah, protect us from hubbe jah, hubbe mal. Protect us from nifaq, from kufr, from riyah, from shirk. Ya Allah, keep us with strong iman. Give us tawfiq to carry out nek amal, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of the hujjaj, O Allah. Make the balance of the manasik asan. Ya Allah, grant them hajj maqbool, hajj mabroor. Ya Allah, tomorrow is the 9th of Zul Hijjah for us. Give us tawfiq to keep roza. Give us tawfiq to spend our time correctly. Ya Allah, the day after is the day of Eid al-Adha. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have taqwa in us, to inculcate taqwa in us, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to become loyal to you like Khalilullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And like our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all Ambiya alayhi wa sallam. Hey Allah, those that are suffering in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, masoom, masoom children, you make it asan. Hey Allah, we have become so handicapped as an ummat of Allah. We can't even do anything, Allah. But oh Allah, we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you help, you assist, you assist. You grant the ummat your nusrat, O Allah. Grant the mujahideen your nusrat, O Allah. Make it asan for our brothers and sisters around the globe. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, you accept it, take it from strength to strength, O Allah. Utilize us for the khidmat of deen, protect, O Allah. Ya Allah, the halat in our country also, give us halat of aman, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many Muslim brothers have come into this country, now they are also at risk, O Allah. They are being threatened, their businesses are being closed. Ya Allah, so much of halat they are going through. Ya Allah, you make it ahsan for them. Ya Allah, you guide us to do what is correct, to fulfill the rights of our Muslim brothers and sisters, O Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, you protect us, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the batil forces that are working against Islam, against Muslims, give them hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, let them see the beauty of Islam. But O Allah, if they have become obstinate and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, then O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Ahad and the Thamud, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamila, daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove their financial problems, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have employment, grant them employment, O Allah. Give us barakat in our risk, O Allah. Don't make us muhtaj upon anyone, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us be such that we have to extend our hand to anyone, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us be dependent only on you. You take care of our needs, O Allah. You look after us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat in the hearts of each and every one. Fulfill each and every person's jaiz hajat. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them compatible, pious marriage partners. Ya Allah, those that don't have awlad, grant them pious awlad with afiyat, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep all our awlad on sirat mustaqim, O Allah. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take us to Masjid Al-Aqsa. Take us for Hajj, O Allah. Take us for Umrah, O Allah. Ya Allah, take us for ziyarat to our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to live a life that is pleasing to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away. We know maut is going to come. Ya Allah, let not the angel of death find us looking at some filth in our cell phones, O Allah. Let not the angel of death find us in any type of haram, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our maut comes, then let it be as a shaheed in the battlefield, O Allah. Ya Allah, let it be, O Allah, in a condition that you are pleased with us. Let it be in Madinah Munawwara, O Makkah Mukarramah. Let it be in a place that is beloved to you. In an action that is beloved to you. Let it be at the time in our life when we are closest to you. Ameen. Ya Allah, take us away with Iman, O Allah. Take us away with Iman. Ameen. Safeguard us from kufr and shirk, O Allah. Iman wala maut nasib farma. Karima wala maut nasib farma. Ya Allah, safeguard us from any type of azab in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Safeguard us from the fires of Jahannam. Bless each and every one of us with your razamandi. Bless us with Jannat al-Firdos. Ya Allah, grant our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam al-Mahmood, maqam al-Wasira. Ya Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala li majma'in. Ya Allah, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala nunna ajma'in, the Tabi'een, the Tab'ud Tabi'een. All those who were instrumental in deen reaching us, O Allah. Ya Allah, the Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha. Ya Allah, the Muarrikhin, the Mujahideen, the Muballighin, the Qurra, O Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one who was instrumental in deen reaching us, grant them high, high stages in Jannat, O Allah. Grant them Jazai Khair, O Allah. Grant them high stages in Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Hashar, let our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink from Hawz al-Kawthar. Let our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us. Let us be seated in the shade of your arsh, O Allah. Let us receive our Nama'i Aman in the right hand, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdos without any reckoning, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the students of deen, accept their families, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the madaris, O Allah. Turn our children's hearts towards studying your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all entry into Jannat al-Firdos without any reckoning, O Allah. Ya Allah, and above all, grant us your ru'yat in Jannat, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. يا الله, you accept our humble little dua. يا الله, these brothers that have come, oh Allah, there is nothing else in this place, oh Allah. We are all only searching for you, oh Allah. يا الله, you become ours. Make us your soul. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as, Ya Allah. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire Ummah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul atub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. From tomorrow morning Fajr, we must start reading the Takbir. These are the Ayyam of Tashriq. We must start reading the Takbir after every namaz. And remind our women folk also, they also have to read, it is wajib. And make lot of zikr of fourth kalima tomorrow. Third kalima, fourth kalima. Try not to spend the time in futile activities. Be connected to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala connect us all with Him. Mm-hmm. Allah Ta'ala accept your qurbani, those that came, you traveled, those that are going back home. Allah Ta'ala take you home with afiyat. Mm-hmm. With ease, and Allah Ta'ala accept your qurbani, Allah accept your sacrifice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.